even when you say that you don't wanna know. Some part of you wants it, just reach deep inside. Some part of you knows that there's much more to life. And even if you turn your head to look away, your heart's constantly rolling. If you keep on ignoring, it'll roll away. Don't let it roll away, roll away. Roll away, roll away. Stay tuned, we got a lot to say. Consistently rolling.
I'm sorry, you guys. Technical difficulties, but I am here. I'm driving. Like I told you guys, I would be. But I wanted to talk about today. Same habits, different results. And I'll go into details a little bit later of why I chose that topic. But let's discuss a little bit about the news. As you guys have been saying, what's been going around is derailing of different trains. They're calling it a chemical spill. Some states have had acid rain. Some states have had terrible, terrible earthquakes. And I can't help but to think, are these the signs of the times that we have been discussing in the Bible? They're talking about wars and rumors of wars. There has been people seeing different things in the skies, which they're always trying to tell us that it's something different. And it's just curious to know, like, again, it goes back to the thing of same habits looking for different results. We've relied on the government or the news to tell us what is going on our planet, outside of our planet, on our spectrum of where we are on Earth or elsewhere. And we keep doing the same habits and there's no sign of different results. We can even go on to say we have been political protesters, same actions, no different results. I wanted to talk about this though on a personal level, because first of all, we have to start with self. In order to start with self, we have to recognize the things or the habits that we keep doing, and then expecting different results. I personally am a person that is a procrastinator. I work better during stressful situations and stressful moments. I get the job done. But leading all the way up until then, I do nothing. I say that because, as some of you guys know, I am furthering my education and it's not quite working for me in school because I'm so used to working during crunch time and getting those grades that I'm used to getting, and the same habit that I'm used to doing is not giving me the results that I am looking for. So then the question is, who am I to blame? Nobody but myself, right? Those are habits that we got genetically. we've learned on our own, or even throughout relationships. I was talking to a friend a couple of weeks ago, was explaining to me that they had decided to go and do therapy, and it is actually working for them. And congratulations to you if you are listening. I'm proud of your growth. But they said something that struck a nerve for me and made me want to think about the definition of what it was that they talked about. So they were saying that they were getting rid of people in their lives, including family, that has a bond. Not just a regular bond, but it's called a trauma bond. Anybody who knows what a trauma bond is, it means that either the messenger and or the recipient share a certain type of trauma, whether it be a person that is narcissistic and you're the abused one, or the abusive one and the abused one, or you share the same patterns of habit and expecting different results, but the same patterns keep going. It made me go further into getting or thinking about how many trauma bonds we have, because it's not just personal that we have these trauma bonds, but people watch the news not even realizing that that is a trauma bond for them. Fear, it pulls and hangs on to fear. Yes, everybody wants to know what's going on in the world, but for the most part, they tell you more negative than positive, and that becomes a fear-mongering thing. We also, like a lot of us do, rely on the government to handle our situations. Or, for instance, not making it a racial thing, but Black people were slaves, and now we use that fester on that trauma in different ways. Either it hinders us, some of us, it drives us to be better than what we are, or we make it as an excuse in exchange for something that we feel like we're supposed to have. It's old. The problem is we keep getting the same results with these different, well, same habits that we're doing. So it leads me to leave a question of, what are we going to do to change this? Some people may say, you know, you could choose to use your level of religion, which in a sense that has also been a habit that we all grew up in. Some of us has broken out of it and found our own way, and some of us still linger to it because we feel like it draws us closer to the spirituality or closeness of God that we so hunger for. I know, and I'm hoping that I'm making good sense to you guys, but I noticed one thing that Jesus did in the Bible that none of us do, religious-wise, spiritually-wise, or just very few people. What he did or he does is, for the most part, he walks alone. He knows who his disciples are, and they're with him for the most part. But when he goes to find relief, or the Bible calls it talking to his father, or the fasting for 40 days and 40 nights that he did, or he did it alone. In order to do it alone, I feel like what I got out of it is it gave him a mindset to learn how to do things differently than what the world was doing it, and be able to stand on that when he was professing it to the world, even while people were dictating what he was doing was blasphemy. in closing, because I'm not going to be long, and like I said, I would love for y'all to join me from here on out. I will say this. We can't keep doing the same exact things over and over and expecting different results. It doesn't matter if it is minute with personal change that we have to do. If it is interpersonal, that means with other people, or if it is just a whole group or global thing. We do have to start with ourselves, though. We got to see what it is that we're keep hanging on to and that's causing us to be worried and leery in order for us to change. We got to stay quiet with ourselves or with God or however it is that you want to do it to figure out what it is that we need to do in order to change. The reason why I say this is because the earth is ever changing. And if you ask me, while they say God never changes, I feel like God always changes. We don't personally, I feel I don't have the same God of Adam and Eve's day, thanks to what y'all would say, Jesus. So that means that God does change. And we have to change with it. Not saying that you can't keep your morals, because God kept his moral laws, the universal law of, we know we're not supposed to steal, lie, cheat. But there are things that are changing. Our habits have to change. We can't walk the same route back home all the time because someone will get used to that habit and end up following you. Today, tomorrow, just a thought. Start with, who am I? Where do I come from? How long have I been here? And who is God to me and for me? Let's just do that for 30 days. Let's change up the things that we rely on for 10 days and see what difference that may be. Look at the people around you. Are they helping in your growth? Are they hindering? Or are we just hanging on to them for security purpose? Like I said, God is ever changing, and in this change, the earth is changing, the wind is changing, the air is changing, and it wants us to change. So keep that in mind. I love you guys, and I hope that you guys have a wonderful day. I am going to let you guys listen to one more song that Tez gave, and I'll close it out with that.
I can feel the chains on my neck, diamonds, gold on my teeth. Someone told me don't compete, just do me. Lately I've been walking around looking too flee. God been giving, I've been taking graciously. Little less worry about what I never had, cause God gave even when I never asked. Bad days, back when I couldn't pay the tab, I was telling everybody I would make it. I never faked it, I had a passion. So when they asked, I had to tell them I had to practice. Yeah, I was sad, but I had to make it happen. So don't be mad when you see I made it happen. Them niggas saying, how, why, how high? And I'm just like, why you so surprised? I thought I told you, when I'm up, you bet I never say I owe you. We wasn't friends, that was the old me and the old you. They say revenge is best of cold, and that's the cold truth. Success me going against the mold, that's what I hold to. I can feel the chains on my neck, diamonds, gold on my teeth. Someone told me don't compete, just do me. Lately I've been walking around looking too flee. God been giving, I've been taking graciously. And I've been winning, they can't take it, baby. Ain't nothing like that winning feeling, you can't fake it, baby. They made me out to be a villain. And maybe I was, but I've been focused on healing. Used to be drugs, now my vice is called millions. I used to pray for times like this. Yeah, I felt that I was going mad. Now my head is sad. They had it out for me. You're not alone if everyone doubts you. Yes, they all doubted me.
Now they all proud of me. Ooh, they don't know your future. They don't know that they'll still be there. Everybody's gonna have something to say. No one's gonna understand. It's your responsibility to make it make sense in the long run. That is, if you're doing something different. I can feel the chains on my neck, diamonds, gold on my teeth. Someone told me don't compete, just do me. Lately I've been walking around looking too flea. God been giving, I've been taking graciously.